Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Found us on Tuesday, March the 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, to bring you around into some sort of reality quotient. What's the reality of what's going on today? Can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Oh, that's another. That's for later in the program. I'm just warming up, practicing for you,
Do
Jennifer.
Your vocal warm-up exercises.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so President of the United States of America.
I know him.
Wants, do you really?
Well, not personally.
Did you ever shake his hand?
No, never.
Hold his hand? No, okay. So he wants to make a deal with the Iranians that would protect us, so he says, from worry for 10 years about whether they would do bad things with their nuclear capabilities. That's a good idea on its own.
Sounds great.
Merits, yes, Ken? Seems like a good idea at the time, right? Okay, so let's turn the page or flip that sheet over onto the other side. Big picture of Benjamin Netanyahu on the other side of this one-page flyer. And on that side, Mr. Netanyahu doesn't like the president cozying up to Iran, doesn't trust the Iranians, says it's bad for business, bad for the Middle East, bad for Israel. No sale. Well, I don't know that the Israelis have to sign off on this, frankly.
They don't.
But is it a way for us to...
They live over there.
Yes, they do. The Israelis are concerned. One wonders if both of these things aren't like playing in the sandbox. Nah, 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 nah. You're not going to... yes. Netanyahu's not happy about the Iranian deal. Obama's not happy that Netanyahu's in town and not going to talk to him. He wasn't even invited. So, this is a game of chess, or one-upsmanship, or is it childish? Is it adult? Is it real? Is it fantasy? What in the world? What's that line that Slim Pickens delivers as the bomb is going down? What in the world is going on? There's some great line. What in the Sam Hill is going... You know the line I'm talking about from the movie, Kenny? Jennifer's too young to remember that movie.
No.
You know, I remember Dr. Strangelove. There's a line in there. Anyway, and Slim Pickens delivers it.
Let's talk about Netanyahu. Let's talk about BB. You know, my friends call me BB.
BB. Yeah, all right. So anyway, but I think everybody listening that knows that movie.
Did I see him speak yesterday?
No, I didn't. I wasn't interested.
Well, I thought he did a great job. I had it on just, you know, because I
walking
had nothing
through
else.
The room.
Yeah, I just had nothing else to do.
That's because you had your day was incomplete yesterday because you weren't here.
It's true.
So it spoiled your whole day.
It's true. And so, you know, I thought he did a great job. I didn't see, I mean, he didn't speak very long.
White House didn't like what he said.
But he said, hey, I respect President Obama. I respect America. We're friends, and we always will be. This is like family when we have a disagreement. And then he talked about why Iran is...
Say that way.
Yeah. And then he said, this is why Iran is dangerous, and he started laying out some of the groundwork, and I'm sure he gets to that today in front of Congress and goes into more detail. You know, when I watch him speak, there is not an ounce of me that doubts that he absolutely 100% cares about Israel and cares about his country that he's leading.
He cares about
About the people. It doesn't matter. He cares. He fights. Look,
reminds
me. He reminds me. If I were going to play my favorite world leaders game, he reminds me of the King of Jordan who gets back on his plane and flies back to drop a few bombs on ISIS after they killed one of his people. Seems like every shred of his being cares about what he's doing.
I think I have sort of a little exclusive knowledge because I spent about 40 minutes with a man interviewing him when he was not to prime minister on one of my trips to Israel. And I will tell you that the way he presents himself, pretty much as an American from New Jersey. That's kind of when I look at him and I listen to him, and having been in the same room, very strong guy in physical terms, and as you're suggesting, very driven. He's very thoughtful. He's pronounced. But the reason he works over here is because he seems like one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school here. He's very Americanized. And so when and you listen to him, he speaks to you in English without an accent. There's no real feeling.
Just a touch.
This guy feels like he's an American. That's why he sells over here, and he knows that. That's why he's here raising money. He's got a challenge, and a pretty serious one, in his elections coming up. So there's a little bit of gamesmanship going on here.
But if you were worried about his own elections, what is he doing here? We don't get to vote in his election. I think he really, truly is worried about Iran. I think that is a huge concern for them over there. And I think we need to listen to what he's got to say, since he's been living with them for so long.
Well,
I think,
go ahead, Kay.
I think he is an opportunistic politician. We have a story at DougStephan.com right now. Almost 200 retired Israeli generals say that this was a mistake for him to come here. It's undermining everything, and it's making Iran even angrier at Israel.
But that's the thing, Ken. Okay, so him coming here makes Iran even angrier. Why? I mean, is this like what we have to do now? Is just sit back and not touch war?
No,
I mean, these
we're,
are
not, we're
not
sitting back.
Doing
we're,
good.
We're working with six other world leaders to hash this out. This isn't something that's between Obama and Iran.
I understand, but it doesn't seem like it's okay. Look, when you talk, they're still going to be able to have access to uranium to build these nuclear bombs. It's all built on trust. Do we trust Iran? Do we trust them? That is the question. We can sign deals all day long, but the idea is, have they given us enough to realize that we can trust them for 10 years?
I don't know what is, none of us really know what is in the deal.
But I think the point, if I can be the mediator here between the two of you, Jennifer is colored and clouded by her political instincts, and you may be to a point. There's a practical side to both of your arguments, if I can play Daddy Doug. The what I feel about Netanyahu is that he does have Israel and his best interests at heart. Is he an opportunist? Absolutely.
Everybody
does he
is,
see the world
extent.
Well, whether they are or they aren't, does he see the world through a different sort of glasses because of him being an Israeli? You never know. I will tell you, I never would have thought. It's kind of like going to Iraq. One of the things I'm most thankful for in my life is I've been able to travel as much as I have and see what goes on in some of these countries and how it is that people think and live. You never experience life on the edge until you spend some time in Israel. The way that people drive, the way they think, the way they live, they're always on the edge. They're always wondering if the
waiting
guy next to
the
car
yeah.
is going to be the bomber that blows them up. That's going to do one number and a half to your psyche. So there's that. The Iranians themselves, the Iranian people, don't like their government any more than we do. I mean, in the main, because there are a lot of educated Iranians now who have come to America. They've more gone to Europe, to France, and to Britain to get educated. Germany, too, but to a lesser extent than France and England. And they come back there, and they're so frustrated with the realities of their of the politics and religion that go together, it drives many of them crazy. And as many of them as can, who are educated, get out of there. So what's left are these mostly right-wing religious zealots, or those people who would follow that those religious teachings and allow guys like Ahmadinejad to run the country, along with the religious zealots who run the country. So there's not, you don't really know what you're getting with Iran. You know what you're getting with Israel. That's kind of what I'm, that's the point that I'm making here. Whether you can trust them or you can't trust them. Most people in the West don't think you can trust Iran. Most people in Iran who are there, who are educated, don't think you can trust Iran. So, is
and
this...
You don't want to wreck all the years of relationship we've had with our strongest ally in the Middle East over some deal with someone we don't know if we can trust.
But there is a question that Ken's brought up about all the other countries that are working to try to fix this with these people. And it brings me back to wondering, just because my judgment was so clouded, I was so angry, personally, at George Bush and the way that whole business of going into Iraq was created. I was angry at Colin Powell, angry at all the Democrats and the Republicans who voted to go to Iraq. I was really angry then. I'm more angry now because of the complete waste and the vacuum that we created that is now ISIS. We've done all of that in the name of oil and control and sticking our nose into places that are none of our damn business. And in this circumstance, I don't know if I'm, I think I just want to retreat and not have,
I don't know if we've done that or not. That's a really broad statement. There's no way for you to look into a crystal ball and say that ISIS would have developed or not.
Oh, baloney. Of course there is.
I don't think so.
Well, that's because you're younger and you don't have as much experience looking around as I do.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So you're going to play the young card.
No, I am. I'm playing the young card.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You're young,
beautiful. I wish you'd play that on my birthday.
Naive, whatever. It is. If you want to say, I just think that there's a naivete. That's one of the reasons I love you, because you bring that. I want to have all these different points of view.
These guys are like bad. I mean, they're bad people.
Of course, they're bad.
They're bad people in the world.
Bad.
Newsflash.
The United States of America is bad.
Look at the Nazis.
In some respect.
They were bad.
Nazis, horrible.
We're
not Nazis, but we don't do. There are a lot of things we've done under the aegis of guys like Rumsfeld and Cheney, and who went or came before them.
You're getting the bill all the time for all this.
That's troubling. And these guys create that situation for us to get the bill all the time. And we're stupid enough to roll over and play dead for it. So there. How's that? Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you. I want to tell everybody about beetroot juice.
Beetroot juice.
It's hard to say. You're right. Beetroot juice has been used by Olympic athletes because of the stamina created by what intrinsically is the value of beets and beetroot juice. Causes all kinds of good things to happen to your body. Increases your stamina by 16%. A couple of glasses of beetroot juice a day could increase your stamina by 16%. There's been a lot of research done by many scientists who have discovered the effects on the body that come from beetroot juice and its most important ingredient, nitric oxide. You've heard me talk about nitric oxide. Keeps your arteries wide and flexible. Doctors now refer to it as the body's miracle molecule. According to the American Health Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide, and that's why you need to have beetroot juice. You can say, oh, that's something new and different. It is. Super beets. Sounds like that's an interesting, isn't it? Super beets. Dun, 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 dun. Here comes the super beets.
One time.
Super beets?
Yeah.
Are you ready to try your own super beet superfood shot? Go to DougLikesBeets.com. Jennifer, go there right now. See what you see. DougLikesBeets.com. Or you can get super
beets.
Doug Likes Beets, B-E-E-T-S, D-O-U-G-L-I-K-E-S-B-E-E-T-S, and look and see what it is that comes from drinking this superfood, these super beets. Call 800-655-4183 and check it out there. It's my new favorite nutrition secret, and I'm sharing it with you. Aren't I a great guy?
Mm-hmm.
Great nutrition, better circulation, healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. Live life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183 to try your own Super Beet Superfood Super Shot, or go to DougLikesBeets.com. It's very simple. 30-day supply free. The first month free to you of Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Hey, You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Wants to get back to the action here, 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen welcoming you to a new day. This is Julianne Hough singing "There's a Song in My Head." Let's crank it up for just a second. She sounds like pretty much every other young white singer. She sounds like Katy Perry.
Let's hear the Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, yeah.
I think she's, here's the thing. When people decide they want to go in and sing, they think it's easier to break into country music, even though it's really not anymore.
You don't have to hit the notes, though.
No, you do. I mean, look at, you can, I mean, Carrie Underwood can out-sing just about anybody, but this is kind of that put-on country singing voice.
It's put on, right? Yeah, it's phony.
But I still think it's a cute song. It's very catchy. Whoever wrote it should be proud of themselves.
After having seen brother and sister act sibling performers Johnny and Marie over the weekend, I have a place in my heart for Derek and Julianne Hough, who seem to have a busy schedule ahead of them, Jennifer, hitting the road for the second year in a row for their Move Live on tour. Move Live on. They're dancing, they're singing. They were both on, weren't they both on Dance with Dancing with the Stars?
Julianne first and then Derek.
Right, that was funny. By the way, in the performance, Donnie and Marie, Donnie teased her for coming in third and him winning.
That's right, he did win.
Yeah, actually, it was a very good performance.
The thing that got her was dressing up like that creepy doll and then passing out. Remember? That was her problem on this season.
Yeah, that may have been it. Okay, so we move from music to the late night shows, monologue time, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers in your ears now.
Leonard Nimoy passed away, which is very sad.
Yes,
that was very sad news. To honor Leonard Nimoy, this is interesting, Canadians have been sketching Spock's eyebrows, hair, and ears onto their $5 bill all across Canada. Mm. They've been doing that, yeah. As a result, Canadians will now be called Canerdians.
This weekend was the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, which featured several speakers, including Sarah Palin and also Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. It was a good weekend for conservatives, a great weekend for wild animals. They're like, they're all in one place. Let's have a party. They're all in one building. Woo! It's safe. It's safe. During the conference, Rand Paul told the crowd that it was time for a new president and that people need to help make the change. Of course, most people agree with him since that's how term limits work. They're like, yeah, if the president can't run again. Yeah,
we do it.
We got to go. Let's focus on something else. And RNC Chairman Reince Priebus.
Yeah.
Reince Priebus criticized Joe Biden saying that he can't control his mouth. Kind of like someone trying to say the name Reince Priebus. Reince Priebus. Sounds like a drunk person saying that rented Prius.
Yeah.
I'm Reince Priebus now, man. I run into the Priebus. It's pretty good. Drives pretty well. The FCC made a historic ruling by approving net neutrality rules, which will make sure that everyone has equal access to high-speed internet. Democrats are in favor of it, Republicans are against it, but they'll probably just let it go and binge-watch House of Cards on Netflix anyway. I mean, high-speed. High-speed internet, take it while you got it, man. After the FCC issued a net neutrality rules yesterday, President Obama posted a thank you letter online addressed to the millions of people who helped support the change. And he finished with a heartfelt plea. Could someone please tell me what net neutrality is?
I don't know. I barely know what it is. I get it.
Yeah, I know. You know, election, a lot of talk about the 2016 election. And Jeb Bush told an audience this weekend that he is not familiar with the ways of Washington, despite being related to two presidents. But, in his defense, one of them wasn't familiar with the ways of Washington either. So, I don't know where he would have learned it.
That's very good. So CPAC got a lot of attention because of Jeb Bush being there and the other conversations. Scott Walker did well.
Yep.
Seems to have done well. How did Chris Christie, Shay, you follow that stuff closer than I do.
I wasn't super impressed with Chris Christie. I just don't think he has the chops. He talked with Laura Ingraham, though. Carly Fiorina, doing really well for females, though, for the ladies out there.
Yeah, well, it should be good. Vice President
candidate? Exactly, that's what I think. If someone will tap her for a running mate.
Yeah, well, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
She used to run what company?
Hewlett Packard.
Yeah, she's good. Smart. We like those women. Good, smart. Yay, Jennifer, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
This is Mark Green, and welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up is the big FCC decision on net neutrality, a net plus or minus.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides Question with David Korn and Ron Christie. The Federal Communications Commission just issued its net neutrality rules to make sure that Amazon and Google didn't take over this, what they think of as a public utility. Smart? Foolish?
I think this is Obamacare for the Internet, and the president, in an unconstitutional manner, imposed his will on the FCC. The FCC is an independent government agency which is supposed to be free of political interference.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So today, I've got to be a good friend. Today, I'm gonna be a good friend.
33 after the hour now. The elements that you need to figure out what's going on. In other words, the facts, and then there is fiction, sometimes tied to facts. And we'll help you solve that. This is the Bill O'Reilly Good Day Program. I'm Bill. It's Jennifer Horner. Another shot at Bill O'Reilly. You saw that, Jen, right?
I did, yeah.
It's different, though.
It is
somehow
different
than Brian Weed. It just is different.
Oh, but I think because most of the reporters were over on that same place, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
maybe that's it. The weather around the country, as we were having a conversation here off the air about how horrible it was in Los Angeles. It actually rained 3 days in a row here. It's terrible. It's an outrage, an insult. And just because of that, I'm getting on a plane later today, and I'm going back to Boston to show you guys.
Are you? You're leaving town because of the rain?
I'm leaving town. I've had enough of this rain. I'm going back to the snow.
Are you coming back?
8 feet of snow. I'll be back as soon as I can possibly get back.
There'll be pew marks behind you, right?
I'm going, not because I want to, but because I have to, and so it'll battle a little bit. But the snow in Washington will give way to 60 degrees in the next couple of days, and Don Ela, who is my guy on the farm, sent me the 30-day forecast. Average temperature expected to be over 40.
Oh, what are you complaining about?
Pretty
cool. It's going to be 80 here by Friday.
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking, what kind of a mess, if temperatures get warm fast,
mm-hmm.
will that make when all that snow melts?
All that melt.
Oh, my God, what a mess. Unbelievable. Okay, so anyway, that's the weather. It's going to be very bad in the upper Midwest. Those of you who are listening in, from pretty much the Dakotas across through Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, all those areas, pretty much northern New York and northern New England, not pleasant for the next couple, 3 days. Let's see. Let's hope and pray that this is the end of the line. Keep our fingers crossed on that one. So here we have another execution that didn't quite work. This time it was a woman in Georgia. The postponement. This is the first execution of a woman in that state for 70 years.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often.
How does that set with you? Just in general, the question comes 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Or if you want to do it the easiest, painless way, maybe social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What do you think, A, of executing a woman? B, what do you think of executions in general? And C, what do you think about the continuing concern about the drugs used in the lethal injection? Because that's why this didn't take place yesterday. Georgia Department of Corrections saying that this, they called a pharmacist to try to get this drug.
Jeez.
Huh?
Jeez.
Call a veterinarian.
Okay, you want me to answer A, B, and C?
Sure.
A, it doesn't bother me if they do the crime the same as a man.
Okay.
B, oh boy. B, I support the death penalty in extreme cases.
Uh-huh.
And C, hello people, let's get it right. And if you can't get it right, let's stop with the injections and go to firing squad. Give me a break.
Kelly Renee Gissendaner is her name. Scheduled to be executed last night in Jackson. This is a
that
killing
is inhumane. I mean, really.
But,
if you want to talk about, you go and get yourself set up and ready for the death penalty. You're ready to go in.
She
and then
killed
they
her husband.
I know. And then they try to get you.
Wait a minute. 1997. 18 years ago.
Yep.
She killed this guy.
I never knew how I felt, and I've told you guys this before. As someone who, I would have a really hard time taking someone's life. You always have to put yourself in the other person's shoes and perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if I was under duress, I would have a hard time. But my friend's family was killed by Richard Ramirez. Mm. And for her, the closure is to see him die. Now, he died in jail.
Right.
But that was the closure that she needed, and I respect that, and so that's why I have to give that same respect to these other families who are victims of these awful crimes.
All right, the videotape, speaking of death, shows what happened in Los Angeles just before the shooting. Jennifer, I'm guessing
awful.
You've probably looked these videos over. We had plenty of conversation about this yesterday without you, so I'm going to give it to you to give us what you think as an Angelian, a part-time Angelian. I find all of this stuff disgusting. It bothers me that we have these same sort of stories over and over and over again. In this circumstance, the video shows the man went into his tent before they got him. And so under the circumstances, what are we to believe? Because there are several different videos, several different angles on this. And what got me more than anything else was the calmness in which after they killed this guy, they're walking around looking at his body. It just really, really bothered me. Okay,
it doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good for the police.
No.
No, not at all.
I mean, you've got to wait for all the facts to come out, but it doesn't look good.
No, another. And the police,
here's what I don't understand.
Any way they want to. It just, you can't, this stuff now, and this is back to training. You've got to be thinking on your feet. And if you're in a situation where five policemen there,
mm-hmm.
if you're in a situation where you can't control or you feel like you're losing control, you better get out of the situation. That's part of training. We do not do a good job training police in this country. And if we did, I maintain these things wouldn't happen. You can say, what the hell do you know, Doug? You've never been in harm's way. You've never been in a situation like that. You know what? You're right. I wouldn't be a police officer. I wouldn't want to be a police. And you
and
can say,
true,
well,
because
who wants
that
to be
situation
because
all
it's
the
a
time.
Tough situation? You know what? That may be, all of those things may be true, but we need law and order, and we don't get law and order, and you don't get justice when the story plays out like this does. And it happens time after time after time after time. And part of the reason that we're faced with it is because technology today means there are going to be no secrets. You're going to be heard and seen every step of the way if you got a uniform on.
And so many times it actually protects law enforcement.
Yes.
Because you've got a lot of people out there who are really quick to point the finger at police officers.
Don't like to be
Yep. But you have to remember, and this is what I don't understand, and hopefully something will be clear, because usually I am on the side of law enforcement. I think they have an incredibly difficult job, and you are put in these stressful situations every hour of every day. But when you look at something like this, it just, it doesn't look good. And how you can forget that there's always going to be a camera rolling is...
Training.
Training.
It's all about training. Kenny, you got a thought?
This video
is...
Postscript
to yesterday, because we didn't see this.
Yeah.
All these videos were not around yesterday at this time.
It's really troubling.
It's murder.
I know what the LAPD has to say, but in looking at video after video, it just doesn't seem like this was necessary at all.
Nope. Of course it was not unnecessary. You got five big policemen. They can't subdue this guy, and so maybe the I'm not even sure they've been saying that the victim of this was reaching for the holster. Maybe that's true. I can't see that in any of the video. Can you? Or did I miss something?
You can't see it. He's down on the ground.
So it's their word against his, and he's dead, so how's he going to speak up? The only thing that speaks for him are the videos, and it doesn't look good for the police.
No.
So make up your mind as you will. Think what you will about whatever it is that we're saying here, but pretty much all of us agree that this looks like way beyond overreach. And it looks to me like murder. Premeditated murder, and then there's manslaughter. And this looks to me like manslaughter. So, what do you do? What happens to these police officers? What happened to the police officer in Ferguson? What happened to the police officer in New York? What happens to the police officer wherever this goes on? Way too much of it. Way too much of it. You know what? To this point, I don't even know whether the guy, was he black or white?
I don't know if I noticed.
Whether it was black or white.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen in any story, he wasn't identified in anything that I saw as black or white. Well, he doesn't get identified as white. If he's white, nobody says anything. If he's black, the news media would be all over that, because that's their point of view. It gets a little over the top sometimes. But anyway, this is a bad situation. Not a good situation. This is, again, back to respect. You want to have our respect, you better earn our respect. And you have not earned it with this deal. I'll tell you that. 888-302-3684. Nominate a young volunteer for up to $10,000 in scholarship money. It's the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. From now until a week from Friday, that is the 13th, you can come up with the name of a young volunteer, somebody who's worked hard to this one of the running lines in Madam Secretary. Tia Leone's character, the Secretary of State daughter, is volunteering in a program whose budget was cut by the government. And it sort of brought me around to thinking about how many people in the high school and college years volunteer for all kinds of service. And this is something we don't highlight enough. We're always talking about all the bad things that the children do. There are a lot of children that do a lot of good things. And so if you know somebody who does, nominate them for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Visit kohlskids.com for details. Nominate a youngster today. You can do it through, as I said, a week from Friday. $10,000 in scholarship money. kohlskids.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds. With Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait.
13 before the hour. Yeah. 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Stan calls from Wyoming with a thought about the death of the homeless man in Los Angeles. Stan, go ahead, please.
Yeah. On the news, they showed a guy, they showed the fight, and they showed a still picture of the guy reaching for the officer's gun.
Yeah. I didn't see that. Can you send me an email copy of it? I haven't seen that picture.
Well, that's anybody the claim. No, but that's the claim. That's the claim, is that the guy did reach for the
officer's
gun.
I want to see a picture of it. I haven't seen a picture. I haven't seen video. I haven't seen a picture. Stan says that what, were you watching a network newscast, CBS, ABC?
It was Fox News.
Fox News, okay. Fox is likely to try to...
Well, I wouldn't discount it just because it's Fox News.
No, I'm not discounting it. I do discount a lot of stuff because it's Fox, but in this circumstance, I'd like to see it.
And,
I'm going to go to Fox right now.
The police chief said that, that they had, like, two other cops with body cameras. On.
That's good. That'll be, if they do have body cameras on, that will be great for
good.
The officer.
Let's see it.
Because what I'm looking at is way far away. It's hard to see what's going on. So I think that'll help the officers if they weren't doing anything wrong.
The mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, apologized yesterday after the city's lawyer suggested in court documents that a 12-year-old boy who had a pellet gun when he was shot by police died as a result of his own actions. Let me repeat that. Cleveland police, through the mayor and lawyers, suggested that the 12-year-old boy who was shot by police had a pellet gun when he was shot by police, died as a result. They said he died as a result of his own actions. The mayor said the city's response to a federal lawsuit filed on behalf of this boy's family was poorly worded and offensive. Quote, we used words and we phrased things in a way that was very insensitive. Well, did he or didn't he? The court documents filed last week by the city said that this boy's injuries and the complaints for damages that have come from his family, they're suing the city. The family is suing the city because they failed to exercise due care to avoid injury. Injury, losses, damages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They say they were directly caused by, the city says that his injuries and death was caused by his own act, not by the city. The city plans to alter the wording of the documents. They are apologetic, misused. But you know what? At the end of the day, the kid's still dead. It wasn't the appropriate response. This is another case. I'm throwing it out at you because I don't really have an opinion here. I've seen all the video and stuff. The kid had a gun. It was a BB gun. Nobody would have been hurt. Was it an overreaction for a 12-year-old to get shot by a policeman? Because he had a gun that they couldn't perceive one way or another.
Do you think the police officer really wanted to kill a 12-year-old?
Well, the call that went into 911 said that they thought the kid had a toy.
The person that called 911.
Yeah, there was a kid with us with what looked
like a gun. Well, that's how it was first reported, as I remember, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they thought it was a toy, and the officer was not told that it was probably a toy.
Mm-hmm. And you think about all the school shootings, and all of a sudden you go in there and wonder what's going on. How sad is that? This day and age, that's the first thing you think of, that it's a kid gone wild again.
What's the resolve to all of this mayhem? I mean, just think about how crazy all this stuff is. You can't get through a week by one of these stories. 51 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day. This is the Doug Steffen Day program.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
53 at the hour now. Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I, and you paying attention to three or four different elements, things that are important to all of us who use technology in one way or another. Shelley Palmer is a way of sort of boiling it down to the simple side of things, and he's going to talk with you about a used voice machine. No, sorry, that's not about you using voice commands on an Android phone. All right, so that's what's coming up in a moment.
And then easy we have for this, him to say.
But yeah, it is. The Apple Pay situation. Who's using that and what's that up? You know, how are you going to use it to your advantage? That's another story we'll talk about in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 95023 and store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've got an Android phone, you probably know that you can say, okay, Google, to search for things in Google Now. But if you're on Android 5.0 Lollipop, you can control a lot more of your smartphone with your voice. You can say, okay, Google, turn on Bluetooth, and your phone will do just that. You can also turn on or off your phone's Wi-Fi or flashlight the same way. Can't find your phone in a dark room? Use your voice to turn on its flashlight, and you'll find it in no time. Google also built in a quick fix if you enable something by accident. Every time you use use your voice to turn something on or off, a card and a small toggle pop up to reverse the change. The controls are helpful but limited. You can't change things like airplane mode, location, brightness, or volume with your voice. But the included voice controls are available now in Android 5.0 Lollipop, as long as your Google search app is up to date. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I
this
think we
nice.
Just bring
oh.
it in. Oh. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. It smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
That's it. I like having the ability to spend a little bit of time and talk about some of the things that are important technology-wise. We were just talking about furniture and stuff. IKEA, Jennifer, starting to sell a line of tables, desks, and other pieces that can wirelessly charge mobile devices that are
so
placement.
Smart.
Isn't that cool?
You know what makes them so smart is they know.
Buy some of that.
Yes. Well, they know who their audience is, which is these after-college graduates or college people, and they know that that's going to be the people that go in and charge their stuff.
The ones
my
you were
bed
talking about
charged
earlier.
My phone, by the way.
I'm not surprised.
And other things.
Okay, next. Sprint. It's so bad. Is offering a 2-year phone plan called the Best Buy One Plan. Just at Best Buy stores, the plan includes unlimited talk, text, and data, enables customers to lease an iPhone starting at $65 a month or an Android phone for $75 a month. That's interesting, isn't it? Huh? How that will work. Today at DougStephan.com, we have this story about Apple Pay, touted as perhaps the most secure method of payment for you. Scammers have still found a way around the platform's encryption and biometrics, according to a report today. Instead of breaking Apple Pay's built-in security, identity thieves are taking advantage of lax rules for card activation from the banks. In other words, the crooks are loading stolen banking information on new iPhones and then using Apple Pay to buy high-priced items. So be careful about that. The poll today at DougStephan.com asks you, when you shop in a retail store, how do you usually pay for stuff? Apple Pay is A, credit cards B, C is check, D, cash, and E, I do most of my shopping, retail shopping online. So give us the benefit of your expertise online, the poll at DougStephan.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.